For 55 years, the Moose Jaw Art Guild has been holding an annual exhibition of its members' art at the Moose Jaw Museum and Art Gallery. This year's theme is Sunflower Power as a way of showing solidarity and support for Ukrainians. Art Guild members will be dropping off the pieces they want to exhibit on Thursday, November 3rd. The opening reception of Sunflower Power is Saturday, November 19th at 1 p.m. at the MJM and AG. Former Art Guild president, Karen Walpole, was the one who presented Sunflower Power to the Guild, said Beth Crabb, current president of the Guild. And the Guild embraced that idea as a show of support for the people of Ukraine and Ukraine itself, and all that they're going through right now. Crabb said the Art Guild has also established contact with the Moose Jaw Multicultural Center and the Newcomers Welcome Office. The goal is to let Ukrainian families in the community know about the show and invite them to the opening reception. They are very, very welcome to attend the opening. If they can't come to the reception, then hopefully they can come at some other time, she said. Just to see the show and feel that we're thinking of them. Earlier this year, Art Guild Treasurer Karen Whitney contacted Robin Schlott at the Saskatchewan Network for Art Collecting, SKNAC, for his auction expertise. Her idea was a small auction to benefit Ukraine, using donations from local artists. The auction went province-wide and raised $15,750 for the Canadian Red Cross Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. Karen was pretty instrumental in getting that going, Crabb said. There were a number of artists from the Guild and across the province who participated in that. That raised over $15,000 that went to the Red Cross to help in Ukraine. And that was amazing to me, you know, that one idea can go a long way. The Guild hopes to carry that momentum forward for their holiday exhibition this year, and continue to contribute to Moose Jaw's ongoing support for Ukraine. Crabb added that she hopes to see many people at the opening reception on the 19th. Many of the artists will be in attendance. So, if there's a piece that grabs your eye and you want to talk to the artist and find out more about it, or why they did what they did, it's the best chance to do that.